Eamon Kelly, delighted to catch up with you. How you doing?
Very good, Oisin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So it's always a pleasure to come on here. And usually when I'm on here, it means something good has happened. So
Yeah.
that's a good sign.
It certainly does. Winner of the junior category in Rally Finland last weekend. Now, you've less than a week or so to digest this result that yourself and Conor Mohan, of course, had. A tremendous result. I think it's fair to say it's the highlight of your career so far at this level, Eamon.
Definitely, yeah. It's Finland is probably the biggest rally on the calendar and the fastest. It's the Gravel Grand Prix, but yeah, iconic event, and it's one that everyone wants to do well in, and to win there is really special. And yeah, especially for someone not from the Baltic countries, it's even more special because it's quite difficult to win there without the knowledge on them roads. And yeah, it's pretty surreal. It's probably taken the week to sink in. So this time last week we were flat out in the forests trying to get the job done, and yeah, a week later and still trying to process it a little bit.
Yeah, this is Friday, so it would have been day one this time last week. Did you feel that yourself and Conor, you were that comfortable in the car that you could get a podium, or were you even thinking about taking a win in Finland?
Well, I knew that from the moment we stepped into the car, even testing the week before the rally, from the first run, everything felt good. And I felt that the speed was just there, and I felt comfortable to push quite hard. And, you know, we achieved a really good setup with a national event the week before that went quite well. We ended up battling for the overall win in that. And just everything really, really felt good. So yeah, I knew that going into the event, the speed was there, and I knew that the level we were driving at, that it was enough to be challenging at the top. And yeah, of course, these events are long; they're over 3 days, and a lot can happen. Conditions can change, and you just have to deal with all that. So, you know, it's very hard to predict in a championship like this when there's so many fast drivers where you might finish. But we knew we had the speed to fight at the top, and yeah, we just knew that if we drove like the way we had been driving, we were always going to be in the mix. So we just believed in ourselves and stuck to the plan, stuck to the job, and took it stage by stage. And yeah, we were in the mix from the very start, and all we had to do was keep sitting at the start of the start line of each stage, going, you know, the job is just to drive as fast as we can. We done that, and come Saturday evening, heading into the final day, we were in the lead of the rally. And yeah, it's as simple as that, really. Yeah.
Obviously, Oyenpoja was on Sunday, and you had two runs in that. It's not an easy finish to the event. There's no cruising home on a Sunday here at this level. 8 seconds was the difference in the end, and you had to manage yourself and your car and the situation very controlled and very calmly over the last two stages, which basically is probably one of the most biggest stages in the world of rallying that there is.
Yeah, Oyenpoja is the pinnacle. It's 23 kilometers, and it's flat out from start to finish. There's no let up. So yeah, as you said, there's no such thing as heading into that stage and saying we just need to kind of get round here, because if you are showing any lack of commitment, you're going to drop time, and it doesn't matter how much time you have in hand. And our nearest challengers were all going for it. So yeah, our job was, again, quite straightforward. We had to just push as well. Okay, when you have a buffer, maybe finding that last couple of percent of pushing doesn't come as naturally. So we just drove to the pace notes. We knew that the pace notes were good, and did everything that they told us to do. And that's, I guess, a result of good preparation and writing good notes. But yeah, it was a case of just driving to them and committing to them and trusting that, you know, the time would come and it would be enough to hold off the opposition, which it was. So I guess when you get that into your head from a mental perspective, it makes the job very straightforward, and you just have to trust it then. But yeah, we done enough. It didn't stop the nerves.
That's what I was going to ask. How was the nerves, and how do you separate that trust with, because obviously I would say there was a bit of pressure and nerves in it. How do you actually go about mentally separating that? Because that's not an easy thing to do, Eamon.
No, it isn't, and there's a lot of anticipation because you've so much time before you're actually sitting on that start line and focused on the job at hand. You know, there's a lot of waiting around. Even we didn't start on Sunday. I think we weren't on the start line until maybe it might have been a half 11, 11, something like that. So, yeah, I was awake from 5 a.m. So it's a long wait and a lot of thinking. But you just keep telling yourself, no, once I get into the stage, I know what I'm doing, and that's all you have to do. And that was the case. Literally sat in the start line, and you know, it was no different to sitting on the start line at any of the other 20 stages across the weekend. We just did our job and enjoyed it. So yeah, once you're actually driving, it's fine. It's the waiting around and the anticipation that can get to you. But yeah, honestly, it's not too bad when it's day three of a 2 day or 3 day event. So you've been doing it all weekend, so there's no reason why you can't do it again.
This result was huge for you, so it was, and for Connor as well. You're always cool characters, used to looking at yous and seeing yous and watching yous in WRC, and then want to speak to you as well. But is there an excitement around it when you think, gosh, I've won Rally Finland here? This is like the All Ireland of rallying, so it is. This is like the World Cup final of football. This is the biggest thing there is on the stage. Do you reflect on it and get the tingles, and does the hairs stand in your arms and your back of your heads thinking about it? Listen, I have achieved something here that that not many people get an opportunity to do, particularly from this part of the country.
Yeah, I guess so. It's still probably taking time to get to that level of sinking in, but the biggest thing I've experienced probably is relief, because like we've put so much work in the last few years, and you know you're always searching for the difference and what can I do to be fast and produce results, and when the results aren't coming, you start to question, are you doing the right thing? And am I doing enough? Or is there what more can I do? And the whole time, you probably are doing enough and you trust it. You have to trust the process. But yeah, when all them bad results come through and all the bad luck, it's very hard to do that. And we didn't particularly do anything different this weekend, even though I was searching for different things to do. But we just trusted the process and we got the result, and that just reaffirms that you were doing the right thing the whole time, and you know the speed was there, you had the ability, and there's a huge sense of relief with that because I do put in so much work into all of this, and the whole team does. So to be rewarded with a result like this on such a big stage, it just really reaffirms all the work you've put in and the ability that you have, and maybe sometimes doubted that you might have had. And yeah, that's the biggest reward for me right now.
Yeah. And from a Motorsport Ireland point of view, from the academy point of view, this is obviously huge as well, because this is what they're working to all the time. Listen, we had William, who was a junior world champion, William Creighton, in recent years, and there has been other successes as well for MI Academy drivers. But this is just another example and another stamp on the paper going, this is why the academy do this. This is another big result for them.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. They've put in an endless amount of work and trust into us, the drivers, to go out there and do it. And it fills me with pride to be able to represent them. And it's not like the first half of the year hasn't been an easy year for all the academy members. We've all had our fair share of bad luck, but the results are starting to turn now, and there's a few of us that have started to produce really good results, and it's fantastic because those results, you know, they're seen across the board. And for all the younger drivers coming through at junior levels, they can look towards that and they can see the pathway. And it gives them the inspiration to push that bit harder in their younger years and in turn produce better drivers coming through the ranks. And that's what it's all about. You know, these results are so important. But it's down to the academy's trust and their training and support that these results are happening. So yeah, it's a complete pleasure for me to be a part of it and get to experience the results with them. And We had obviously with John Coyne out there himself. He was doing the rally, which was fantastic to see for a guy that's 75. So to have him around the tent and be in his company all weekend was really nice, and have him experience the result with us was great, because obviously he's the man behind the whole thing. So yeah, it's really special, and long may it continue.
Yeah. Listen, your dad was out there and you had family out supporting you, and you also had a certain Ari Vatanen there as well. And you mentioned it at the start about somebody from not coming from that part of the world and from Finland actually winning an event in Finland. So to have somebody like Ari Vatanen in your corner as well, behind you, and yous are very close friends. Both families, of course, got to know each other very well over the last couple of years through the stables. But for him in your corner to back you and for you to win in Finland, I'm sure the reception has been very, very welcoming from those in that part of the world, Eamon, to this victory.
Yeah, no, that was really special. As you said, we got to know Ari through the stables when we opened it. Ari came over to do the grand opening. And ever since then, we've all become really good friends. And I think just maybe Ari realized that we all have a lot in common, and we all share a similar passion, that being the love for rallying and motorsport. But yeah, myself and dad have gone over to Ari multiple times, spent time with him in Finland, done some driving. So Ari's seen me take the leap into international rallying, and he's been quietly behind the scenes, always supporting me and ringing me after a lot of events to ask how they've gone. And obviously, he's done a lot of these events, albeit a long time ago, but the events are the same, so he understands how they work, and he's taken a great interest. And him and his son Max have been a fantastic help to me in terms of advice. And even leading up to Rally Finland, Max was on FaceTime with me, going through stages, spending hours, corner by corner, helping me and giving me the final tips that I needed. So yeah, having them there and showing genuine interest felt really, really special, because they know what it takes to win in Finland, and I think they felt a great sense of pride having helped someone who is not from there, succeed there. And they were genuinely really, really happy. And yeah, I spotted them a couple of times on the sidelines when we were racing, and they were very hard to miss. Now they were jumping up and down and cheering, and yeah, it was really, really cool, and just yeah, fantastic, fantastic memories.
Yep. You're the only Donegal man to win in Finland. I'm just thinking here. Is that right?
I'd assume it's correct,
Yeah.
yeah. We're
Yeah. Nobody
the
from
only province
Donegal's. Yeah.
that won
Nobody.
Finland.
Lots of men have competed in it, but nobody's actually won any category in Finland before. I might be standing to be corrected, but there you go. There's a pub quiz question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could be both corrected, but I think we're both right. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Seeing the amount of Irish support over there at the weekend was just class as well. There's has to be a huge shout out to all the Irish fans that went over. Like the ditches were lined with Irish flags, which was class. And even though you are trucking through the forest at like 180K, you still see it most of the time. You still see the flags and the people jumping up and down cheering, and then you're tagged in the videos and you see the level of support, and that really, really drives you on. Even like coming into service and having like a crowd of people around your bay, that has to park, so you can drive through it and get into service. That's really, really cool. And yeah, it just shows the passion that comes from our country in terms of rallying. And that was really special. So that definitely drove us on throughout the weekend too, and made us hungry to try and produce a result. And it also just heightens the level of enjoyment, whenever you're coming flat out over a jump and you see a crowd of Irish cheering, it just puts a smile on your face. And you can only win, and you can only produce solid times when you're enjoying yourself, and those Irish spectators added to the enjoyment. So yeah, it's huge.
Brilliant, brilliant. So what's next on the cards for you? What's going to come up now for the latter part of the year, Eamon? Because you're going to go into events now, and it's going to be, here's Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan, who drove faultlessly in Finland and are category winners in Finland. So you're going to be known now as Finnish winners, no matter what event you go into for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, look, that's one job done, but you're only as good as your last result. So every event we do now, it's the same process as always, you know. But yeah, the final round of the championship is Central European Rally, and we're still in the title fight for the title. It's double points at that round, so it leaves it very open. So there's, I think there's four of us that can still win the championship. So it's gonna be really interesting. We're back on tarmac for the first time this year. Probably my most suited surface coming from Ireland. So maybe that plays into my hand a little bit. But yeah, the next few months is just gonna be about prepping for that. I haven't done much in tarmac in this year. So it'll be a case of trying to pick events maybe in Eastern Europe that we can do as preparation and trying to get used to the car and tarmac. We obviously run Hankook tires this year, which is brand new for me and everyone. I've never used them on tarmac, so that's going to be really interesting. So yeah, just get dialed in and try and get the confidence up and just try and do the same again. We know we have the speed when the confidence is there, so it's about trying to find that confidence and go into that final round with the same approach and just do everything we can.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Just finally, you have the trophy back home, I'm sure. Sitting pride of place somewhere in the house, is it?
It'll be donated kindly to the Stables
Yeah.
Motorsport Museum, I think.
Yeah.
That won't even be my choice. But
The rally manager's taking control of it,
one of the main sponsors. So
is it? Very good, very
yeah,
good.
look
Listen.
after them. No, it'll be nice to have that back in there. It's pretty cool. So yeah, it again, like I said, it hasn't sunk in, but seeing that will be there forever. So that's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Listen, Eamon, delighted that you could talk to us this week, and many congratulations again to you and Conor, because that result has just been top class. So it has, and continue to enjoy and savour the win, and keep up the good performances for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Much appreciated.